Kim, you had a chance to talk with a lot of Southeast producers today, and you talked about a lot of things. And obviously, there's a variety of issues out there in the cotton industry. But one thing we hear a lot about cotton in all aspects of agriculture is sustainability.
Sustainability is significantly important throughout agriculture, through the supply chain and manufacturing and consumers. In the agricultural area, we're doing many different things to improve our water footprint, to look at what we're doing with energy consumption and carbon emissions. At the manufacturing phase, the LCA that we completed a couple of years ago, we're getting ready to update and add additional countries to understand the use there and dyeing and finishing and how we can expedite more efficiencies there. Not just, of course, in China, but in other countries as well, how we can help manufacturers be more competitive. And at the consumer end with sustainability, we're looking at policy issues that are affecting things such as laundry machines and how much water is being used and what that could mean to cotton ultimately at the end, and what consumer perceptions will be of cotton products that could be impacted that you would have no idea that could be going on in the marketplace. And that's looking out to 2018. It's a significant amount of research that's going on, not just agriculturally, but also globally, that can impact throughout the supply chain for cotton.
I think it's very easy to say the cotton industry is very watchful of what the consumer thinks and is saying about the product out there.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, the consumer decides what's purchased at retail. They go and they have many options on the shelf and they'll pull the product. And it's important that it lives up to consumer expectations of quality, of style and fit, but also that sustainability and the consumer expectations many times is about durability. It's not just about the footprint, but it's about more than that. And the more durable, the longer it will last. So that's very important to them in economic times when the dollar doesn't quite go as far as it once did.
You know, in today's world of Twitter, Facebook, everything else, you do see a lot of things. And a lot of the customers, cotton customers out there, they do put their feedback back there, and you use every bit of that, don't you?
Yes, we absolutely do. And in fact, we've just started the customer comments research, and actually we've been doing it for more than a year now, where we collected 260,000 comments on 26 different retailer websites that talked about concerns about products that were available for apparel and home textiles and issues consumers were having, such as changes in the fiber, looking at thinner fabrics if they didn't last as long, odor issues, and a lot of these were not in cotton at all, and consumers were missing cotton. They wanted them to bring the cotton back when they were speaking to the retailers. So we're taking that information out to retailers and brands to let them know what's occurring with our customers.
Obviously, you got a chance to talk to these producers today. And when these tours come through, what does it allow you to do? I mean, how do you feel about these producer tours coming through like this?
Oh, it's the best part of my year. When we have this opportunity to show producers literally the home they've built, the research and the technical expertise that we have under this house, it is theirs, and we want them to understand what we do for them and the outreach, and not, of course, just domestically, but globally, and the people they have representing them. And we're very appreciative for the opportunity to show them that, and to hopefully educate them on everything that's going on and the breadth and the depth of what's offered at Cotton Incorporated.
You mentioned you've been here 18 years already, and over those 18 years, obviously you've seen a few changes yourself, haven't you?
I've seen significant changes and movement in the industry. When I first started, a lot of the work we did was in Mexico, and now certainly it's in China and other places within Asia, and a lot of movement. But one of the things that has stayed the same is the consumer preference for cotton, and we've got to continue to remind the industry of that.